U.S. Church of the Affairs Larry Andre says revitalizing the Biden administration's engagements with South Sudan envelopes leaning on the experience of some former U.S. senior government officials and placing them in top foreign positions in African countries as well as other places around the world.
I look at prominent U.S. government officials who were in office under President Obama at the time of South Sudan's independence and have now been brought back to even more prominent positions under President Biden and who have a detailed knowledge of your country. I'm thinking of Molly Fee, who was President Obama's second ambassador to South Sudan. She has been nominated by President Biden to serve as our top diplomat for all of Africa. And she knows this country very, very well.
Andre and two Troika diplomats, Bob Fairweather, the UK envoy to Sudan and South Sudan, and Henry Stiensen, the Norwegian envoy to Sudan and South Sudan, held a joint news conference in Juba on a Sunday to express their disappointment with the slow pace of implementing the South Sudan's peace agreement. Andre noted a number of U.S. officials who held senior positions in the past are back in top positions of influence, including diplomat Samantha Power, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, who is now the administrator of the United States Agency for International Development, and Gail Smith, the former USAID administrator, who is now the coordinator for global COVID response and health security at the U.S. Department of State. Andre says it's unfortunate that intercommunal violence is on the rise in parts of South Sudan, which he says is costing South Sudanese their lives, preventing farmers from cultivating their crops, and displacing thousands of citizens. When asked to comment on Kiir's assurance to citizens that he will not allow the country to return to war, Andre says Kiir needs to justify that statement with action.
We will be confident that these statements of no return to war have real meaning once we see the peace agreement fully implemented and putting reality behind the very good sentiments of the leaders. We hear those words, we embrace those words. Let's see those words turn into action by implementing the peace agreement.
American, British, and Norwegian diplomats say they want to see the country's leadership graduate the unified security forces and don't believe they need more weapons.
From everything we see, your country is suffering from a food deficit and an arms surplus. It's not the other way around.
In a statement timed to coincide with Independence Day, the Troika said the first 10 years of South Sudan's history have seen much suffering due to conflict-related abuses, famine, flooding, and disease. Andre Stiensen, the Norwegian envoy to Sudan and South Sudan, says despite their disappointment with South Sudanese leaders, the Troika will stand by the people of South Sudan.
We will not give up because we do believe that you, the people of South Sudan, have the right to and deserve a better future.
Stiensen and Fairweather arrived in Juba on Wednesday to mark South Sudan's 10th independence anniversary. The Troika countries have been some of the biggest donors to South Sudan's peace talks, which led to the signing of the revitalized peace deal in September 2018. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.